Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Backlash is taking place at 5 Pacific 8 Eastern here tonight. Mike Sempervivi and I are going to run down all of the matches on the show. The first SmackDown brand exclusive pay-per-view since the latest WWE brand extension, and what a lineup it is. Obviously, we'll be addressing the big story going around that Randy Orton has not been clear to compete on today's show. Now, interestingly enough, this is not being acknowledged by WWE.com. They are refusing to acknowledge this story. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt is still listed on WWE.com as of this moment. Now, my guess is that they're going to do some sort of angle on the pay-per-view that will explain why Randy Orton is not competing tonight, as opposed to just announcing in advance that he is not going to be competing tonight. This has been confirmed by multiple sources that Randy Orton is not set to go. Now, there are a lot of rumors as to why, including some reports that maybe he's suffering from concussion symptoms. My understanding was that it was not concussion-related. I couldn't end up being wrong. I know some people have reported that. The impression I was given was he just hasn't been cleared. He had staples in his head. His head was busted open. And I believe that they put this match together with the assumption that he would be cleared by the time the show rolled around, and it turned out he wasn't. So we'll talk about that on the show today. And of course, I don't know if you've heard or not, but former WWE champion CM Punk fought at the UFC last night. We'll tell you how he did in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are soon to be joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, with a lot of news to talk about here today. The phone lines are going crazy, but calm down, everybody. We got a lot of news to get into, and then we'll go to the phone calls probably in the second major segment of the show, so you could take a break from the phones. Not going to pick them up here for a while. Got a lot of news. Obviously, the WWE Backlash pay-per-view is taking place today. Can you imagine, I can imagine because I sort of had predicted this, but can you imagine when they first announced a brand extension that the first ever SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view would be taking place today, and this is what we've got? Let me run down this lineup here very quickly. We got Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles for the WWE World Heavyweight title. We have a 6-women match for the vacant, I guess it's vacant, it's to determine the first ever women's SmackDown champion. Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, and Nikki Bella. We have got a tournament for the tag team titles, which has come down to the Usos and the Hype Bros, both of whom had earlier been eliminated from the tournament. They are going to be having a match, and the winners will face Heath Slater and Rhino for the tag team championships. Now, the Usos destroyed American Alpha, who had beaten them to go to the finals. They were rewarded by being put back into the tournament. And Heath Slater and Rhino, who won all of their matches, now have to face the winners of that match. This is, if this were real, which of course it's not, this would be completely unfair. I would be going crazy if I were Heath Slater right now on Twitter. We got Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt, which is noted in the opening segment, may not be taking place. And we have The Miz and Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Intercontinental title. Now, here's the update from WrestlingObserver.com. The word going around that was first reported by Pro Wrestling Sheet is that Randy is off tonight's show. We don't have it confirmed, although he was injured in the Brock Lesnar match. It has not been cleared since. Last night in Raleigh, Kane subbed for him against Bray Wyatt. Unless they bring in someone as a big surprise, Kane would be the most likely replacement. Where's Filthy Tom when I need him? It would have to be someone not on the main roster, because John Cena, Big Show, Seth Rollins, etc. are all flying back from China and would not be available. So it is an NXT guy or Kane most likely. And by the way, I have heard all of the rumors, people thinking that Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be there. I don't think that's the case, but maybe we'll find out something in the next couple of hours. Orton is there. As recently as 1 hour ago, WWE was still tweeting the match was taking place. WWE has not responded to questions regarding the show. So weird and backwards, Dave writes, in the sense that anyone else with a main match on a pay-per-view show and something happening the day of the show would make the announcement immediately. Now, it is possible that they think that they can figure out a way to get him on the show. Maybe they can find out a way to clear him. I don't know. But it is very weird that they have not made any mention of this whatsoever. And as of right now, the match is still listed as taking place on WWE.com. even though we've had sources confirm that the guy is injured. So I guess we'll find out what happens tonight with that Bray Wyatt match. Let's look at the rest of this card. This is it, by the way. Six matches. I don't even know what they're doing for the pre-show match. If anybody knows, you're welcome to text me. Text message line 425-780-7566. The studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. We will take some phone calls here in a little while. But for now, we got to go over this card and all of this news that we have today. As far as predictions, I would presume AJ Styles is beating Dean Ambrose. They could do a deal where Dean Ambrose beats AJ here, and then AJ wins the title in a rematch. But I have a feeling that something's going down today, especially if it turns out that Randy Orton cannot work the show, and Kane ends up replacing him against Bray Wyatt. If they do that, I feel they've got to do something big time here on this show. And my guess would be a WWE World Heavyweight title change, which I think is long overdue anyway, in terms of at least putting it on AJ Styles. I have not been enamored with Dean Ambrose of late. I don't know what's going on with the guy. I think his matches have been poor since he won the title. The Dolph Ziggler match was not good. The recent match that he had on SmackDown, forget the last main event that he had, but that wasn't good either. Just have not been blown away by him, so I'd be happy to see AJ as champion. As far as the women, I guess you could put it on Natalya, or maybe Becky Lynch is the first draft pick. A lot of people are thinking they're going to put it on Nikki Bella. She is a part-timer, but she could just work television, although you would think they would want the champion to be somebody that was going to go on the road to defend, so I'm not sure what they're going to do here, but I guess if I had to put money on it, I'd put it on the heel Natalya, and do some sort of chase for somebody to beat her for the belt. The tag team tournament, the fact that Heath Slater and Rhino were not just awarded the championships in this storyline, and the storyline that Heath Slater has to win the belts to be signed to SmackDown, my guess would be that he likely is not going to leave as champion. And I think that means that because the Usos got destroyed so quickly, they will probably have the Usos beat the Hype Bros, and then beat Heath Slater and Rhino. So the Usos will be the tag team champions, and their first challengers will be American Alpha. And then they'll have to continue the storyline with Heath Slater trying to get a job on either Raw or SmackDown. I think that's where they're going there. And, of course, the Usos, having just turned heel, will get massive heat when they beat Heath Slater and Rhino. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, as noted, may not be happening. And the Miz and Dolph Ziggler, it's a good question. They pushed Dolph Ziggler hard towards the world title in a storyline where he was not deserving to be the world champion. That was the entire storyline. Dean Ambrose pointing out, you don't got it. You are not deserving to be the champion. You're too worried about the wrong things. You're too worried about trying to steal the show and not trying to be the champion. And he proved everybody right. I see Mike Sempervivi is just texting me. I think he just woke up, actually. We'll get him on the show here in a moment. But anyway, there he is. Hello, Mike.
I'm here. Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, what do you mean?
Where have you been?
Sorry, I got a little tied down with the fam, so I apologize for that. I did lose track of time dealing with children, so I apologize for that one. But yes, I'm here. I'm not crying in the same way CM Punk is, although I am a little bit distraught, but that's okay. I'm sure I will be in all sorts of fantastic moods for tonight's Backlash.
All right, well, we're going over all the matches, and we're at the Dolph Ziggler match. And as I was noting as you were texting me here, so the whole storyline was that Ziggler was a loser who cared too much about stealing the show and not enough about winning. And then they go to the last pay-per-view, and sure enough, guy loses. Dean Ambrose was proved right, and so now they've moved him into a feud with The Miz to, I guess, step in because Daniel Bryan's not wrestling. I guess they could give him the big, hey, you're the champion now. Give him the title. Happy day for Dolph Ziggler and his fans. But I don't know if they're going to do that. I guess if there was anything on this show that I would call a pick'em, much like the main event of last night's UFC, I guess it would be Dolph Ziggler and The Miz. Who do you think is going to win?
Oy. I think it's going to be The Miz. To me, again, with the way Dolph Ziggler has been presented, and to me, you're on the road, and I know they need baby faces on that roster, but you're on the road of Dolph Ziggler turning heel. He's got to, for all of the reasons that you have talked about and we have talked about over the last couple of weeks with how he has been portrayed and how he has come across. And maybe not. Maybe this is just the way that they're doing with him. It just blows me away that there's not going to be a end to this that doesn't have him losing it and flipping over and going dirty.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. We got to talk about CM Punk, and we will start taking phone calls, emails, text messages here in a bit. So stand by. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to take some phone calls here in a bit. Want to mention before we go to UFC that Casey here says, surely Ziggler needs to turn heel. Well, Mike suggested that. I might add that when I went through my predictions here, somebody noted that all of my predictions are for heels to win. AJ winning and the Usos winning. And I guess Miz would win, he would be a heel, or if Ziggler turned, he would also be a heel. And it's a babyface versus heel match, so I think that Ziggler does need to turn heel, but I don't think it's happening tonight in this match.
I can't imagine
The Miz as a babyface.
No. No, and I don't think it's going to happen here. I mean, you got plenty of TV time that you're going to need to film, that'll take care of that. But, in the previous two matches, I agree with you, too. So I don't know how you can have Dolph Ziggler look so foolish so many times over and over again and then just go, well, okay, no, this is what we're doing with him. And it would not be... It would not be out of the realm of possibility that this is what they think this is their creative idea, and maybe he goes on some wonderful winning streak, soon enough where they think that the people are just going to jump behind him again. But I mean, he could not be portrayed as a bigger loser at this point, so why not try to get something out of it on the flip side?
Well, last night, everybody, UFC 203, not sure if you heard, but CM Punk debuted against young Mickey Gall, and he was absolutely massacred. I have no nicer way to say it. I was going to say destroyed, but maybe massacred would be a better term. I saw his face and his ear afterwards. Mickey Gall went in. He took him down. He beat the absolute hell out of him. He submitted him with a rear naked choke. I think it is possible that Mickey Gall could have just won via ref stoppage, TKO, but I think because CM Punk... The story was that his best chance to win was via submission, and that his best weapon was his jiu-jitsu. Mickey Gall wanted to make it a point to choke this man out, and he did. After the fight, CM Punk did a C Nation-style promo, never give up. Never give up on your dreams. I will fight again. He said it was the greatest, it was the most fun. I got to make sure I get this straight so I don't get yelled at. He said it was the most fun he'd ever had in his life. But it was only the second greatest day of his life, because his greatest day was when he got married. Dana White afterwards did say, this guy probably should fight elsewhere if he's going to fight again. I don't think that CM Punk has been cut. Maybe they will keep him under contract and farm him out to another organization. Don't say it, Mike. I know what you're thinking. He cannot fight an Invicta.
You sure?
But it is very, very unlikely that you're going to see another CM Punk UFC fight after last night. But hey, he tried.
He did try, I guess, if you we want to celebrate that. And,
Hey, let me say one more thing, then I'll let you go. Let me say this about CM Punk, okay? CM Punk got absolutely obliterated. If you look at all of the things that they keep track of, like strikes thrown, strikes landed, etc. It was 0-0-0-0-0 across the board. He did nothing in this fight. Now, I will defend him in the sense that if you would have taken the average person off the street, Mickey Gall would have killed them much faster. So, I will give him credit. He did survive longer than I expected once he was initially taken down. So I will give him credit for that. He was better than a fella off the street.
I
don't even mean that to sound as rude as it probably did. But
and it does, and anybody that's seen the fight already knows why. It does, no matter what. You got to go out there, and you are naked to everybody, and you have the name that CM Punk does. It can be considered embarrassment on a large scale, but he did get to do what he wanted to do. Now, it's whether or not that you believe that he should have had the opportunity to do what he wanted to do on that stage, and was it taking away from somebody else who deserved it more? Well, obviously the latter is the case. It certainly did take away from somebody who may have deserved it more, and with the lack of promotion and attention that CM Punk was able to bring to the fight, you would think, okay, well, the reason that you're here is to bring some notoriety and to bring some attention, and I don't know if he did that either, which makes it, again, for everyone except for Mickey Gall, this has been, I would believe, a relative fail when it comes to getting attention. But good for him if he wants to continue on with this. The UFC is filled with tons of promotions that they air on Fight Pass that CM Punk, if he wants to continue his career or if he wants to continue on with competitive Brazilian jiu-jitsu, great.
Hold on. I just got to say this. He didn't even do one tournament.
But that's where I almost fell over last night. I was under the impression that coming into training for this fight, he was a little bit more advanced in BJJ than he ended up being. And to hear his coach and to hear, you know, the story being recounted, and I wish you would do that as you did on the show last night with Filthy Tom Lawler and with Dave about, because I didn't hear this, but to hear you recount what the coach had said about CM Punk's positioning coming into training, which was he couldn't even tap a white belt, but advanced to be able to tap out a couple of blues. It was like, huh? You know, I didn't even realize, and I know the guy did not play sports growing up. I know he was not competitive in anything fight-wise, you know, going into this here, but I thought his BJJ training was a little bit more advanced under a Gracie than ended up being, and I'm just blown away that Gall was able to take him down so easily, and things went the way they did. If this was going to be the case and it was going to be this one-sided, I really do, in hindsight, wish that some audible could have been called where it's like, you know what, you can't do this. You're only going to embarrass yourself and embarrass everybody involved. And I think that's, you know, there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing that seems to be coming out of this. But
let me read some of this.
Go ahead.
Let me read some of this. It's from his coach, Daniel Wanderley here.
This is amazing. It really is.
Says, and man, this came out yesterday before the fight. I mean, I would have at least talked about this after the fight. If I had money on CM Punk and then I read this, I'd have been very sad. He says he had little experience. I believe he trained 2 weeks with the Gracies after he signed with the UFC. Came here very green in the jiu-jitsu area. At first, he didn't like to put the gi on to train, but realized later it was necessary to learn the basics of jiu-jitsu and evolve on the ground, and he has evolved a lot in the last 6 months. He trains 3 times a week. When he came to the gym, he joined the professional team right away, but they were 2 ahead of him. We convinced him to move to the amateur team and take regular jiu-jitsu and kickboxing classes, and that is when he started to evolve. In the professional team, they ended up helping him, letting him do things instead of just beat him, so he wasn't actually learning. You have to achieve something in training. He changed and then started training in both teams. Says here,
which is amazing because a lot of people were under the impression that Rufus, the reason he would go to that is, you know, the BJJ, at least he had enough of the basics down where he really needed to work on his stand-up first and foremost, and then to find out that the entire thing was one big, you know, piece of Swiss cheese. Wow. Wow.
Punk's injuries were an issue because he had to stay away from training for a while to recover. By the way, in my beginner class, I have purple belts and brown belts in there training on a regular basis because you're not going to go in there and learn the basics and be competent in a 6 months or a year and a half.
Never stop.
I mean, you can know some stuff, obviously. I mean, in 6 months, I can have somebody show me all the positions and a bunch of moves, but are they any good? I mean, maybe if you're BJ Penn, and it was 4 years before BJ Penn was a black belt. That's BJ Penn, the prodigy. It says here that after the second injury, he started using the gi more, started to understand the sport and learn the positions better. He could not submit white belts before, and now he is catching blue belts in the gym. Belts don't win fights, but he has evolved a lot on the ground and standing. We believe in his punching power. He's in great shape. Well, he was in great shape. I'll give him that.
There he was.
There you go. That is from his coach leading into this fight last night where he was obliterated.
It's amazing. I mean, it really, really is. And look, he could have had a black belt, as you could attest to a lot of people. You know, black belts don't matter either. I don't want to say you can have it. Who was the guy on Ultimate Fighter that used to call out for having a Mick black belt? Remember that? It seemed to be eons ago where it's just like, you know, how'd you even get this thing? So, you know, belts truly don't matter, but it does give you an idea of where they're at.
You know what? Belts do matter if you go to a proper place under a proper instructor.
Yeah, because you earned it.
X number. You can't get a. Most places you go to, you have to train consistently for 10 years to get a black belt. Occasionally you'll see, like, I think Daniel Cormier got a brown belt, but he's an Olympian, for crying out loud. He's a heavyweight champion of the UFC. I know that there are some hardcore jiu-jitsu practitioners who are still upset about that, but the reality is unless you're, I mean, BJ Penn was winning the world championships, so he got his black belt in 4 years. But that's like a very, very rare case. Most people, it's 10, 12, 15 years to get a black belt. So there is, in a sense, it does matter. But, I mean, you are going to have black belts that get killed. A competition world champion blue belt is going to go into some clubs and tap out black belts. That's going to happen and everything like that. But, I mean, the level that this guy was at, according to his own coach, and he's fighting in the Ultimate Fighting Championships in 2016, is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know people said it would have been a waste of money. I still think, compared to what the fallout is of this, an audible in hindsight should have definitely been called.
I will say, I think he could beat Mike Jackson, but I'm not positive.
I don't know.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Time to hear from you guys. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages starting right now. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. This person here knows the Virginia Commission may not have cleared Randy Orton due to the staples. There is a no stitches rule. Now, granted, that may very well be true. I would just be very surprised if WWE couldn't find a way to get him to wrestle, because there's a lot of rules that commissions have that don't apply to WWE. This person here says, I think AJ Styles winning is a must. With the momentum he had from beating John Cena, it makes the most sense. I would agree with that. Dolph wins, this person says, just so they can have the Intercontinental belt at his Kent State Hall of Fame ceremony at the end of the week. I suppose that's possible. That's possible. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Crumbling, Maryland.
Make it good, dude.
I know the issues are that one because Ryan is working indies until October. Not so how much profit did TM Punk make for that fight? Because I think it would take a small fortune to train for 2 years under a camp. You see him showing up in Bellator in the next couple of years.
Very good questions for once, Ryan, except for the Rhino one. I don't know what he was making. I'm sure we'll find out within the... I mean, I don't know about a pay-per-view cut, but we'll find his disclosed salary out in a couple of days. I mean, if UFC cuts him, I'm sure Bellator would take him in a heartbeat. That's first off. And yes, I'm sure it cost a... He moved there. He was training with them, unless they train him for free just for the publicity. But it's not cheap to train for a fight, and so I'm sure that he did... spend a lot of money to do this.
Yeah, but to be fair, he has acquired a small fortune in saving his money from over the years as well, too. So, I mean, as
he's
far as the fight...
spending a lot of money on this lawsuit.
That is absolutely true. But as far as, you know, the money to train and to go from Chicago to Milwaukee and things like that, I mean, yeah, he did. But this is... I don't think it's an issue now. If this continues on and or depending on what happens with this lawsuit, then, yeah, things are going to change. But... then again, you know, if he wants to go ahead and continue this, he needs to kind of rework the whole thing anyway, so I don't think the output of money is going to be exactly the same.
I would guess that in 10 years, Vinny lost more money training for pro wrestling than CM Punk lost training for this MMA fight, would be my guess. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Hi, Brian. It's Paul in Barbersville. How you doing?
Yes, Paul. What's up?
Well... I just finished watching night three of Chikara's King of Trios. All three nights are now available on VOD on Chikara.com. And you can watch all of them for less than the price of one UFC pay-per-view.
Wow. Well, was there anything as good as CM Punk getting smashed by Mickey Gall?
Oh, it is much better, Brian. I mean, we have in the finals a match of the Rey de Voladores, we have a match between the Cruiserweight Classic's Tony Nese and Lucha Underground's Aerostar, and an all-female final of the King of Trios, or a Queen of Trios, between Team Sendai Girls and Team JWP. So, you know, we get a lot of calls on Observer Live for fans of women's pro wrestling, so I think this is a much watch for them.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got a lot going on here today, but you can check it out, ChikaraPro.com, everything you ever wanted to know about Chikara. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Have Josh in OKC?
Yes, Josh.
I watched Dolph Ziggler on Talking Smack, and the guy just has no credibility left as a winner in any way. It sounds like he's trying to convince himself that he's as good as he thinks he is when he talks.
Well, you know, when you think you're really, 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 really good, and the company you work for doesn't think you're that good, you do begin to second-guess yourself.
You know what
ends
up happening?
I'm sure he would never publicly say that.
You know what ends up happening? You end up looking into a mirror.
And then he talks about not getting chances, but he just had a world title match.
That's true. Yes, the storyline that Dolph Ziggler gets no chances, the storyline that there's a glass ceiling... this is such stupid writing.
Yes.
Are you sure this isn't going to lead to Paul Orndorff-style thing where he's got that guy that he channeled in the mirror who came out and said, you know, you've lost your touch now? Wasn't there a psychic that that Paul Orndorff saw
Gary
in the mirror?
Gary Spivey.
Maybe we're going to have Gary, not Dangerous Danny Spivey, come out and inspire Dolph Ziggler into becoming a winner again.
I think he's dead.
So is Dolph's career right now. So
wow. Anything else, my friend?
Also, I was going to see if you got my email with the song for BMV show.
I'm sure I got it. I'll try and play it tonight.
Awesome.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Songs, that's right, you can send them to Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Song in the subject line. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Anyway, I just basically want to say that in a way, though, while CM Punk did lose, I thought he'd give a... I mean, it was still good to see somebody in that stature at least try, if nothing else. And that's all I got to say on that.
Did I give him credit for trying? He tried. The guy definitely tried. I will never take away from him the fact that he tried. That is true.
Yeah. That's about the only good thing I can say on that. Real quickly about all this with what happened with Randy Orton and SmackDown and Backlash. You know, my gut feeling is that, you know, we're starting to see the results of, you know, with this draft and the brand extension, the depleted roster of SmackDown. You know, there's what are the chances you think that once Raw gets the Cruiserweight division going, they'll possibly move some of the superstars on the Raw roster to SmackDown?
Nope.
Like, to me,
the reason they're there is because they need more bodies.
Yeah, but I mean, the feeling is that once they get it up and running, like, they could take Roman Reigns. And my feeling is that if he goes and, like, let's say he attacks either Ambrose or Styles and becomes like a tweener.
Roman's not jumping ship. He's not jumping ship, dude.
I know, but I wish that would work. If for nothing else, to at least try a shot at getting him over first as a heel, then go as a face, and then, if nothing else, at least try to get him to where the fans respond to him and not in a mean-spirited way.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, who didn't see the day of the draft that the SmackDown roster was depleted? It should not take this first pay-per-view to tell you that. It shouldn't take the finals of all of these matches for the new titles to tell you that. I mean, the day they put all of those tag teams in the ring and they announced they were going to do a tournament for the tag titles, it was like, this is your tag team roster. The day they put six girls, may have only been five when they actually did the angle, in the ring. And these are the six in the world. 7 billion people. How many people are in the world right now? There's five of them fighting for a world title. Five of the women in this world. That's all they've got. It's sad.
I just like the thought of it's like, well, all right, pal, TJ Perkins is here. We can finally go ahead and get Roman over to the other side and go dirty. You know, it's like it's not. Look, I grew up during those years of Nitro, and I can't tell you how great it was to watch some of those 15 and 20 minute cruiserweight matches that in the grand scheme of Nitro didn't mean anything to anybody in charge there. But for the fans at home, were great. And considering how long and painful Raw is, as we remember from the last hour last week with all that garbage that they had on there, this is going to be a very welcome addition to the broadcast. But the problem is there's still going to be 2 hours and 45 minutes of other stuff as well, too.
Listen, I don't want to say I told you so, everybody. I don't like to be a jerk,
but
I told you all of I told everybody this, and all I had to do was go on Twitter and get text messages from people so mad that I was so negative about the brand split. And what did I say? What do we all say? We've seen this before. This isn't a first time. They did this once, and it was exactly like this. You take a roster that already is weak, and you cut it in half. What the hell do you think is going to happen? Magic? There's no magic. It's my new catchphrase. I want it on a t-shirt. There's no magic. It's not like you're going to magically split the rosters in half, create some new belts, and have better programming. It doesn't work like that. We saw it. That's what's most infuriating. We saw it. If there had never been a brand split and I was negative about it, and I had a bunch of people saying, Brian, why are you so negative? Give it a chance. You know what? It'd be like, you're right. I should give it a chance. But we did see it for a decade. For a decade, we saw it. And it was exactly, and actually, it took longer the first time than it's taken this time. I mean, it was weeks before it was very clear that this brand split's a negative. The SmackDown side's bereft of talent. I like the show. You know, it's weird. Like, I like the show, but how long am I going to like the show when it's the same guys? What? The Raw crew, it's still 3 hours long, and we got less guys. Now, maybe the Cruiserweights are going to save it to a degree. But the three-hour show already dragged, and then you got rid of half the crew. What in the world did you expect to happen? Magic?
Exactly. And all of these names that we thought, okay, they're going to be coming back. They had, I'm not saying they had this great chance to stack the rosters with guys and things like that, but, you know, there seemed to be a bill of goods that was being sold that we're going to get a bunch of bodies in here that at least will be familiar with the system and will be able to go through and this and that and the other. And it hasn't happened. So Jinder Mahal's back. I mean, they've gotten far more than they possibly could have ever imagined out of Rhino randomly coming back and teaming with, of all people, Heath Slater. But, you know, Hawkins hasn't debuted yet. Jinder Mahal is Jinder Mahal. And it's like, you know, I look at Jinder Mahal and I think of a guy that's on the NXT roster who actually belongs on the NXT roster, that's the position they could be getting used for here. Here's a chance to come up and not lose the squash. And I'm a fan of the squash, and I'm glad they brought that back. But you can have the five-minute match where person dominates and shows off all of their stuff and looks good. Meanwhile, the other guy on the other part of this is getting a chance to wrestle somebody with maybe who's a little bit more of a veteran who can kind of teach them some things. They get a feel of what it's like to be in the ring and things like that. And then they go back to NXT and go back on the road in Florida. You didn't have to bring back guys for this. They could be getting utilized more. And that's not happening either. I mean, I just don't see... there's no progress really being made for anybody as far as this brand split goes, and then they keep watering it down with multiple titles instead of just having people go back and forth and utilizing talent that way. And it's all of the same stuff that's been repeated over and over again. And again, it is what it is. You got a show tonight with Backlash that I honestly believe, yeah, sure, a lot of people are going to watch it live, but there's going to be just as many people that just blow it off and go, if I hear about something good happening on it, I'll catch it later. And I really wonder, live stream-wise, I'll never know the numbers. They're not going to tell me or anything like that. But this may be, as far as like this era goes, of quote-unquote a pay-per-view being broadcast on the network that really isn't going to get any interest at all. And I don't know if that's going to be able to be judged by social media or anything like that. But do you know anybody that's interested in seeing this show? Most people are all blowing it off going, hey, I'll catch the main event or I'll catch it tomorrow. It's amazing.
Caller, very quickly, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
On Friday night, Shayna Baszler won the AIW Women's title at Bloodsport in Cleveland.
That's right.
And Ronda Rousey was there to congratulate her.
That is absolutely right. I haven't even seen Ronda Rousey at a UFC pay-per-view, but she shows up at an AAIW or whatever it was on Friday night.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Oh, and about the Backlash women's match, I'm afraid I want Natty to win. She deserves it the most. But I'm afraid the way the things look, and you said she's only part-time, still makes me wonder if they won't put it on Nikki Bella.
Dude, they could put it on Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella got beaten on SmackDown on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And very often when a person gets beaten on a SmackDown on Tuesday, they end up winning at the pay-per-view. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all that Nikki Bella could end up as the champion. Got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
What's that on that beat? Go.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget to check out Backlash here today, everybody. We've got 6 big matches thus far. I presume others will be added as well as we get going here today. And we'll find out the status of Randy Orton as well. We are going to be here, well, we're here every day, always, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We have a Saturday morning replay at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We have daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. If you miss any of this, all of which, by the way, absolutely free on TuneIn Radio, you can check the Sports Byline website, that's sportsbyline.com. Mike is at Sempervivi. I am at Brian Alvarez, Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. I'm going to be tweeting throughout the pay-per-view here tonight. I will be watching it live. I presume Mike will. Actually, I don't know what Mike's doing. Are you watching this show live, Mike?
I'm going to be going back and forth between that and football, but no, it's not going to actually have my undivided attention. It's really not.
Well, it's going to have my undivided attention.
God bless you.
I know. Somebody's got to do it. Even Dave's not watching it live. So I shall do it here tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. And of course, make sure you check us out, as noted, on TuneIn Radio. Spread the word to your friends. It's free. And of course, WrestlingObserver.com is the place to go for all of the latest news. I'll be up later on tonight, a Brian and Vinny show talking this pay-per-view, as well as a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. All sorts of great stuff coming up, so check it out, everybody. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.